Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is reacting positively to new data about Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. But as NPR's Scott Detrow reports, the Biden administration is making sure to not put any public pressure on the FDA to approve the vaccine for public use.
Johnson & Johnson's global study found its vaccine is 66% effective, but much less effective in South Africa, where a new variant of the virus has spread. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president is encouraged by positive data on a potential new vaccine. He also knows that this is just new data, and now is the time for the FDA to do its job of evaluating the safety and efficacy of the vaccine.
That's a departure from the Trump administration, which put public pressure on the FDA to greenlight vaccines. Unlike already approved vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson product only requires one shot and can be stored at less extreme refrigeration temperatures. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration is addressing the deeply divisive immigration issue. Today, the White House press secretary announced that Biden's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, will oversee a task force that seeks to reunite migrant families separated at the southern border under the Trump administration. Next week, Biden is expected to sign an executive order aimed at modernizing the country's immigration system. Perhaps the most talked about stock in the country, GameStop, rocketed higher in value again this morning. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that happened after trading platforms like Robinhood relaxed restrictions they had imposed yesterday.
GameStop stock doubled in price this morning, but it's been incredibly volatile in recent days. Investors in a social media group on Reddit have been buying the stock and triggering what's called a short squeeze. That can pop a share price way up if hedge funds are betting against it with so-called short positions. Robinhood and other trading platforms sparked anger online and from members of Congress when they blocked individual investors from buying more shares. Robinhood said it needed to do that, though, in part to shore up its own finances amid the highly unusual trading spree. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it's monitoring the situation and will act to protect investors and maintain fair trading practices. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
California rescue teams have been responding to reports of residents stranded in heavy floods in the latest storm to inundate the state with heavy rains. Devin Zoitzberger was driving near one state beach when her car got stuck near a submerged road.
I was going to have to abandon my car and to grab whatever I needed out of my car that was of importance to me. Abandoning my car was like the least of my concerns at the time.
Zoitzberger speaking to KEYT-TV. The Dow is down more than 400 points or more than 1% since the open. This is NPR News. The annual rallying event, March for Life, is being held virtually this year as participants consider the impact of the Biden administration's policies on their anti-abortion rights agenda. This as the state Senate in Kansas approves putting an anti-abortion rights amendment before voters. Stephen Coranda with Kansas Public Radio says the proposed change to the state constitution will appear on the ballot in August of next year.
The amendment is in response to a 2019 court ruling that said there is a right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution. Supporters of the amendment say that ruling could be used to knock down abortion restrictions already in state law. The amendment would specifically say there's no right to abortion in the Kansas Constitution. But critics of the amendment say it opens the door to even tighter abortion rules or a complete ban. Several states have approved similar constitutional amendments, and Iowa lawmakers are considering one. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Coranda in Lawrence, Kansas.
The U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal signed a year ago is coming under closer scrutiny under the new administration. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says all national security matters, measures that is, that were approved during the last 4 years are now subject to review. Psaki says President Biden's focused on approaching the U.S.'s relationship with China from a position of strength. She points to stronger coordination with U.S. allies, many of whom were marginalized when the Trump White House pulled out of global agreements affecting trade, climate change, and other issues. This is NPR.